Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that we are only beginning the recovery efforts for the devastating wildfires in Maui, particularly in the city of Lahaina. It's actually more of a town than a city. It's 12,000 people, but devastated. And, of course, it's difficult to actually comprehend the levels of suffering and dislocation. We know people, we have friendly acquaintances who live on Maui who can testify to the horror of everything that happened. But is it a political issue? Well, it's become one, partially because of a front page on the New York Post, where it showed President Biden enjoying his vacation that he is doing about, and bringing up the fact that he went 4 days without talking about the Maui fires. Republicans saying, particularly President Trump, that it's proof that Joe Biden is not addressing the devastation. The White House points to the response on the ground. FEMA personnel, which are federal personnel under the president's control, have brought 50,000 meals, 75,000 liters of water, 5,000 cots, and 10,000 blankets. Administrator of FEMA, whose name is Deanne Criswell, said yesterday, that the $700 that is being offered to victims on Maui will be in addition to sums Hawaiians qualify for in regard to loss of property, saying we're not taking anything off the table. Last night, President Trump posted a video in which he made several charges against the president and the Democrats in general, including the Democratic governor of Hawaii, Josh Green. He's a physician, by the way, but Josh Green is trying, obviously, to improvise, do whatever is necessary for this terrible devastation on one of the Hawaiian islands. He is the governor, by the way, of all of the islands, the entire state of Hawaii, not just one of the islands, as President Trump indicated in his tape. Here is President Trump, this is clip 19, on Maui in a video that he posted last night to his social platform in Truth Social. Listen, this is the former president.
The sad thing is it should never have happened. Our government was not prepared. And very importantly, the aftermath is going very poorly, with the governor of the island wanting to do nothing but blame it on global warming and other things that just happened to pop into his head. When asked about it today, as he was getting into a car, perhaps coming home from the beach, where he has been spending a great deal of time, Crooked Joe Biden, the most incompetent president in the history of our country, with a laugh and a smile, said he had no comment on the death and the tragedy. To say no comment is oftentimes fine, but to be smiling when you say it, especially against such a tragedy as this, is absolutely horrible and unacceptable. It is a disgraceful thing that Joe Biden refuses to help or comment on the tragedy in Maui, just as he refused to help or comment on the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, for a very, very long time.
Okay, apparently it's tough to say what is actually going on when President Biden during his vacation is getting into a car, and a reporter, which he may or may not have heard, has asked any comment on Maui. And Biden, as he's getting into the car, as President Trump acknowledged, basically says no comment. But President Trump definitely wants this to have a political dimension. By the way, he talked about the governor, Josh Green of Hawaii, blaming this on global warming. While appearing on MSNBC Sunday, Green described Maui as a war zone and said the state was still in its acute phases of recovery efforts. He also sent a warning to the entire planet that climate change played a role in exacerbating the bushfires that ultimately turned uncontrollable last week. The National Weather Service has previously said that dry summer conditions, combined with winds from Hurricane Dora, helped spread the flames further. Trump, with his further comments on Maui, clip 19.
In any event, hopefully everyone will be able to pull together so that a horrible situation does not get even worse. To the families affected, I give you my love and sympathy. Nothing can ever replace your loved ones, but you will always have the memories and will feel their great love surrounding and embracing you. Together, we will continue to carry their legacy forward, and I love you all very much. Thank you.
And President Biden did speak out today on the wildfires in Maui at Lahaina and said this. This is clip 18, President of the United States.
Almost 500 federal personnel have been deployed to Maui to help communities and survivors get back on their feet. FEMA, search and rescue teams are sifting through the ashes in that five-mile area that you've seen on television has been burned. It's painstaking work that takes time, and it's nerve-wracking. Most of the debris can't be removed until it's done. My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way. I've been to too many disaster areas, but I want to go make sure we got everything they need. I want to be sure we don't disrupt the ongoing recovery efforts.
That's the president. Does President Trump gain on this situation and then relating it to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio? I do think that it's interesting. The New York Post that ran a critical picture of Joe Biden on a bicycle and saying that he had no comment on the devastation in Hawaii. They have on their front page two flags. They have an American flag on the left side, and on the right side they have the Ukrainian flag. So I think their sympathies are clear. Marjorie Taylor Green, not so clear. She just posted a tweet today saying, Joe Biden, send more billions to Ukraine, no comment for Maui. And then from Colin Rugg, this breaking tweet. The United States has just sent another $200 million in aid to Ukraine, $200 million to Ukraine today, and Maui doesn't even get a comment. As American citizens in Lahaina, Maui, suffer from the loss of life and property, President Joe Biden has just sent $200 million worth of artillery rounds, air defense munitions, and other weapons to Ukraine. Nearly 100 people have been confirmed dead in the Maui fires. Over 2,000 structures have been destroyed, and thousands have been displaced. And the idea that somehow the United States does not have enough money to provide emergency help and assistance to the people in Hawaii is a bogus idea. Hawaii, by the way, is a state that does well economically. When you read the economic statistics, most of the people who are living in Lahaina were not destitute. They are now, and which is why the government help they are receiving is so important. We will be back to some of the latest twists and turns regarding the latest accusations, denials, and plans for political success, with some shocking polling data, too, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, There's a little bit of potentially alarming news out of Long Island, New York. Hotline is reporting that Air Force veteran Greg Hatch, who is a Republican, has launched a challenge to Representative George Santos. Remember him? The great pretender. Hatch is a personal injury lawyer. It says he now joins small business owner Daniel Norber, who's a Republican, a former NYPD detective named Mike Sapricone, who is a Republican, and Air Force veteran Kellen Kerry in the Republican primary. That means that they have four candidates for the Republican primary. You know what that also means? That means that if he gets a third of the votes, it's not inconceivable that George Santos, who was a blot on the Republican Party and a blot on the U.S. Congress, could actually win renomination. And if he does, it would be like handing the seat to the Democrats, because it was a close race last time. This was, for a long time, a Democratic seat. And I do hope that the four Republican candidates can get together and decide on somebody plausible who can knock out George Santos and keep that seat for the Republican Party at a time when the division, the Republican majority in the House of Representatives, is so narrow, meaning four seats. That's got to be protected. Meanwhile, speaking of being protected, last night, in the middle of the night, Fani Willis did her brief press conference and her brief announcement about her indictment. And it sounded like this for those of us who didn't stay up to hear the midnight train from Georgia. This is... Fani Willis, the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, Atlanta, talking about her momentous announcement. Clip 10.
Today, based on information developed by that investigation, a Fulton County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state. The indictment includes 41 felony counts and is 97 pages long. Please remember that everyone charged in this bill of indictment is presumed innocent. Specifically, the indictment brings felony charges against Donald John Trump, Rudolph William Louis Giuliani, John Charles Eastman, Mark Randall Meadows.
And she goes on. And then she talks about the basis for her decision to proceed with this indictment. This is clip 11.
An argument made by former President Trump that this is a politically motivated indictment.
I make decisions in this office based on the facts and the law. The law is completely nonpartisan. That's how decisions are made in every case. To date, this office has indicted, since I've been sitting as a district attorney, over 12,000 cases. This is the 11th RICO indictment. We followed the same process. We look at the facts, we look at the law, and we bring charges.
And then there's an announcement by the Fulton County Sheriff, which indicated that there will be one important detail that is different about this indictment from President Trump's other preceding indictments. 3.5. He's announcing that they will have a mugshot in this case. There were no mugshots in the previous indictments in Florida, or in New York City, or in Washington, D.C. Trump attorney Alina Habba on Fox News had this to say about that. Listen, clip 17.
So we understand he's got to surrender by the 25th. The debate's on the 23rd. What's the plan?
To surrender. He will surrender. Obviously, you see that there's a bit of an ego trip happening in Georgia where they're saying that they're going to force him to have a mugshot. The purpose of a mugshot is when you don't recognize someone, you think there's a flight risk. This right. man is the most famous person in the world, the leading candidate right now.
Okay. Whether he actually receives that mugshot, he could actually put it on one of those Trump trading cards that they were selling and making a lot of money on. Remember the ones that showed him as a superhero and a cowboy and a soldier and a weightlifter and etc. One member of the U.S. Senate, Ted Cruz, junior senator from the great state of Texas, was not pleased about these developments. He had this to say, 11.5.
Our country is over 200 years old. We have never once indicted a former president or a candidate and a leading candidate for president. And this is Joe Biden and this is the Democrats weaponizing the justice system because they're afraid of the voters. This is disgraceful. It is wrong. And it is an abuse of power by angry Democrats who have decided the rule of law doesn't matter to them anymore.
And there is no question that there are many, many people in the Republican Party who agree with that, but not a former member of the House and a former lieutenant governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, who had this to say about President Trump. This is clip 9.
What do you hope your testimony accomplished?
Well, I hope my testimony gets the facts, as they are, and helps to continue to paint a real and honest picture. But politically speaking, this is a pivot point for this country to do something more than just stew on the 2020 election cycle, right? We're either going to, as Republicans, take our medicine and realize the election wasn't rigged. Donald Trump was the worst candidate ever in the history of the party, even worse than Herschel Walker. And now we're going to have to pivot from there, right? We want to win an election in 2024. It's going to have to be somebody other than Donald Trump if we do it. So politically speaking, this is an important pivot point for our party, right? So go focus on the things that matter. To take this conversation to America, not to Twitter, not to 10-second sound bites, not to YouTube clips. This is taking this to the kitchen table. I think most Americans care about the economy. I think most Americans care about a porous border. I think most Americans care about national security and public safety. These are issues that we win as Republicans. As long as we make this about the three-ring circus called Donald Trump, we're going to lose every time. And you don't have to go any further than Georgia to see that play out.
A strong statement from the former lieutenant governor of Georgia. He didn't lose an election. He decided not to go for re-election on the same ticket with President Trump last time. We will be right back on the Medved Show with Chris Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy, surprising pollsters, coming up.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
Spending on construction of manufacturing plants that need to be built.
nearly doubled in the last 2 years.
The president toured a manufacturing plant specializing in electric power conversion. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report showing fraud did occur during the 2020 election in Georgia. He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in the state. A new Gallup survey finds being friendly to your neighbors can improve your well-being. According to the poll, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who don't say hello or greet just one. On average, the poll says Americans report greeting five neighbors. John Schaefer, USA News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Jeff Duncan, who we just heard from, the former lieutenant governor of the state of Georgia, who served, he was elected in 2018 together with Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia, and he was a close associate of Governor Kemp. He chose not to run for re-election in 2022. Trump has assaulted him, said he was the failed lieutenant governor of Georgia, but he's considered to have a bright future in Georgia politics. Brian Kemp, the incumbent governor, who won in a landslide in this last election in 2022, won his re-election. He has a tweet that is direct, hard-hitting, and much needed. Governor Kemp, the governor of Georgia, Republican and conservative Republican, says the 2020 election in Georgia was not stolen. For nearly 3 years now, anyone with evidence of fraud has failed to come forward under oath and prove anything in a court of law. Our elections in Georgia are secure, accessible, and fair, and will continue to be as long as I am governor. The future of our country is at stake in 2024, and that must be our focus. That was a response to President Trump's promise of a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report, Moby Dick, on the presidential election fraud. That is supposed to be coming on Monday. Meanwhile, this came today, and it's something of a shock. A new poll out of Emerson College in New Hampshire still shows President Donald Trump with a lead in the first-in-the-nation GOP primary, but now there's a stunning change to the second spot in the poll, as former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has overtaken Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. While the competition remains not even close, Trump maintains a wide 40-point lead as GOP frontrunner, with the support of 49% of Republican primary voters in New Hampshire. It's very notable that not only has Christie jumped ahead of DeSantis, who is now polling in the single digits, Christie still has a long way to go to catch Trump, as he only edged out DeSantis at 9%. Executive Director of the Emerson College polling, Spencer Kimball, noted the change in the race, saying, DeSantis has been the alternative to Trump in Emerson polling this presidential cycle. This is the first time we've seen DeSantis drop out of second place in our polling and fall back into the pack of candidates. It's a step in the right direction for the Christie campaign. There's also good news in another poll. There's a big Republican primary poll from Morning Consult. The good news this time is for Vivek Ramaswamy, who is close to dislodging Ron DeSantis for second place in another poll where Trump is far in the lead. Former President Trump began his presidential campaign with the bulk of the Republican electorate behind him, and a number of contenders are looking to put his grip to the test ahead of the 2024 nominating contest, they say over at Morning Consult. Key takeaways, Trump has a big lead. The former president is beating DeSantis by 41 points among potential primary voters, while entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy has soared to third place with 9% support. Biden is outperforming Trump and DeSantis among the general electorate. The recent focus on Hunter Biden hasn't hurt his father's standing against either of the top two Republican presidential candidates. Pence is getting bad buzz. Potential GOP primary voters are 14 points more likely to say they have recently heard something negative than positive about former Vice President Mike Pence, marking his worst showing by our buzz metrics since we began tracking the race. What is fascinating to me is at the very end of this thick poll, they have a measure of positive or negative or heard nothing. This had to do with questions of the share of potential primary voters who said they had seen, read, or heard something positive or negative about the various candidates. And the candidate who's leading with the most positive things and fewer negative factors is Vivek Ramaswamy. And it's a big advantage. 38% have said they've heard something positive. Only 8% have heard something negative. Trump is not nearly as strong as Ramaswamy. Trump, 34%, say they've heard something positive. 48% say they've heard something negative. Ron DeSantis, 33%, say they've heard something positive. 29% say they've heard something negative. So, yes, it just says, be more likable, Ron. And it goes down to, I mean, Chris Christie is in trouble in this regard. Only 14% have heard something positive. 31% have heard something negative. But when you look at this with the Ramaswamy campaign, 38% positive, it's almost half the electorate, and only 8% negative. Well, a lot of people have said they've heard nothing about him. There is a column, an op-ed, in the New York Times by Jamel Bowie that really lets Ramaswamy have it. He says he's preoccupied by most of the same concerns as his rivals, being anti-woke, militarizing the border with Mexico, questioning the validity of the 2020 elections. But he does have one gimmick that DeSantis and Donald Trump don't. He wants to introduce a constitutional amendment to raise the voting age from 18 to 25. Unless 18-year-olds pass a civics test or spend 6 months in the military or working as a first responder. Quote, I think we have a loss of civic pride in our country. I think people, young people included, do not value a country that they simply inherit. I think that asking a young person, asking any citizen to know something about the country before voting, I think is a perfectly reasonable condition. Demanding a de facto literacy test for most young Americans to vote is not a perfectly reasonable condition, writes Jamel Bowie. It is a direct assault on millions of citizens' basic democratic rights. And he points out the history. At the turn of the 20th century, actual literacy tests were introduced with the aim of keeping immigrants, black Americans, and laboring people from the polls. The point was to limit as much as possible the political power of groups that might challenge the interests of those in power. Ramaswamy says that the goal of his proposal is to encourage civic pride and inculcate a deeper attachment to the country among the youngest American adults. But there are ways to do both without creating obstacles to voting. Look, the basic idea here is that the Ramaswamy suggestion would require a constitutional amendment. That means you need to get two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, which would be very difficult. And then you have to get three-quarters of the state legislatures, three-quarters, which would be virtually impossible. So it's not going to happen. And why would it be so impossible? Because those people between the ages of 18 and 25 vote. They vote right now, and not just in the future. More with Chris Christie reacting to his rise in the polls and to the latest Trump indictments and more coming up on the MedMed Show. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved show, Chris Christie has been more outspoken in his criticism of President Trump than any other candidate for president. It apparently has been working for him in New Hampshire, where he is now in second place, a second to Donald Trump. Would it change the shape of the entire race if Chris Christie actually came close to Trump in New Hampshire, or even... imagine it, beat Trump in New Hampshire. That's maybe conceivable, but not at all likely, certainly not according to the polling that's going on right now. Chris Christie responded to the Fani Willis Trump indictment as unnecessary. Why? He explains here, clip 20.
People view this, and your question views it, as a partisan decision. Don't forget that these prosecutors all have egos. And she's been investigating this thing for two and a half years. Jack Smith comes in within the last year. He swoops in. He charges quickly. And she said, whoa, wait a second. I've been looking at this. I'm sure what this indicates is there's not cooperation right between her office and the special counsel's office. And I'm sure he wanted her to defer. She chose not to. So what I'd say to the viewers, Bill, is don't necessarily look at this as a partisan decision. This is probably an ego decision where she said, well, hell, I put all this time and effort into this investigation, and I want something out of it.
She even spoke about the 12,000 defendants that she has prosecuted so far in just a couple of years as the district attorney in Fulton County. And of course, I think Chris Christie is right. There becomes a question of personal reputation, and that's particularly the case once you have the former president who you are about to indict talking about your family, about calling you a racist, basically taking a very harsh view, claiming that you had an affair, a sexual affair, though he's pulled it back to say it's now a platonic relationship, with a gangster you were supposed to be prosecuting. Meanwhile, there's the question of the Biden crimes, and are the Biden crimes far worse than anything that is associated with President Trump? That seems to be a very common Republican line, and that was effectively put forward by Senator Ted Cruz earlier today. This is clip five.
I'm back in Texas. I'm here with incredible patriots at the Kingwood Tea Party. And I'll tell you, I am in a room with hundreds of Texans right now who want to see accountability, who want to see the rule of law, who are ticked off that the President of the United States, there is now growing and overwhelming evidence that Joe Biden has made a business out of selling favors. Hunter Biden was the salesman, and let's be clear, it's not access, it's not the appearance of access. What the allegations from the whistleblowers, what the allegation in the FBI FD 1023 are that Hunter Biden sold official favors from Daddy, from Joe Biden. That is bribery. And bribery is explicitly enumerated in the Constitution as a basis for impeachment. And instead of this circus and sideshow of indictment after indictment after indictment of Donald Trump, I believe the House of Representatives needs to move forward with an impeachment inquiry for Joe Biden. And if it's proven that he accepted a bribe, he should be impeached. He should be removed from office. He should be indicted. He should be prosecuted. And he should go to prison.
The indictment of President Biden, the reasons for him to be very, very unlikely to be driven from office are the same that applied for Bill Clinton, same that applied to President Trump twice. The Constitution requires that you get two-thirds of the Senate. And right now there are 51 Democratic senators. And you're not going to be able to do this unless you get 17 of those Democratic senators at least to vote to remove their own party's president from office. That's very, very unlikely. There's also this question, which again keeps coming up, of people disapproving. And now disapproving because of criminal charges like the ones just enunciated by Senator Cruz for both candidates. There's a piece in the New York Times by Lisa Lehrer. It says, sitting on a bench just across the fair midway, this is at the Iowa State Fair, John Hogan described how he believed Mr. Biden was a criminal who should be hanged before his wife shushed him for being unkind. He said he voted twice for Donald Trump and would proudly do so again if the former president wins his party's nomination for a third time. But Mr. Hogan, too, would like more options. These two jokers compared to Ronald Reagan, said Mr. Hogan, a 58-year-old retiree from Pella, a small town an hour southeast of Des Moines. Come on. In an era when American politics are defined by discord, there's one issue on which voters across the divided political landscape appear to be able to find common ground. Please, not another round of this. Mr. Biden is running for re-election with no significant Democratic challenger. In Iowa and among Republicans nationally, Mr. Trump remains the dominant front runner. Despite facing multiple election year criminal trials, leading his nearest challenger by nearly a 2-to-1 margin, with nearly all the others in a pack of a dozen challengers in the single digits. And they point out in this New York Times piece, this is the first time there has actually been a rerun of two people who ran against each other immediately after they did so. Since that happened with Stevenson and Eisenhower in 1956. Eisenhower beat Stevenson in a landslide in 1952 and then beat him in an even more overwhelming landslide in 1956. People said to the Democrats, nah, we didn't care for Adlai first time. We cared for him even less second time. Is that going to be repeated? I mean, Joe Biden won the popular vote by 7 million votes. It was not close. Will that be repeated this time? or will we be spared a repetition of that doddering duopoly? That's Trump versus Biden. Meanwhile, you might talk about a different kind of relationship that's sketched in the new movie with critical acclaim, movie that's imported from Canada. It's called Brother. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
There's an intense new melodrama that's won multiple awards in Canadian cinema about two black boys in Toronto at the dawn of the hip-hop era, with a single mom who wants to keep them out of trouble and an unbreakable bond between them. It's called Brother, now playing in select theaters.
You watch me. Follow my every move.
Where are you going?
Just gonna meet some friends.
I don't want you running the street with no hooligans. You hear me, Francis?
Take your brother with you.
And you probably haven't heard the names of the stars Lamar Johnson and Aaron Pierre, but you will, because they both give marvelous, accomplished, and nuanced performances here. The movie takes its time and concentrates artfully on detail, but the overall trajectory and content will feel familiar to anyone who's seen other films with a similar focus. Not officially rated, but would certainly be R. 2.5 stars for Brother. And it's tough, other than the difference in location between California and Ontario. This takes place in the Scarborough neighborhood of Toronto. But it's highly reminiscent of Boys in the Hood, which was a great film, really remarkable film from about 30 years ago. Meanwhile, next time on the MedVed Show, John Bolton was a national security advisor to President Trump, served in the Trump White House. He also served President Bush as ambassador to the UN. He has a very harsh judgment of the way that Joe Biden is handling the situation in Ukraine. He'll talk with us about that next time on the MedVed Show. And why would a black professor pose with a Confederate flag? There's a question for the ages. And which presidential candidate is claiming that the United States is developing evil bio labs in the Ukraine? We'll talk about that and much more coming up next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.